Well, hello, and welcome to the talk. Now, today we have a very unusual guest. We have a Femon, who's quite willing to answer questions and be quite honest with us here today on the talk. And I have a special Femon guest sitting right beside me here. And welcome.
Hello.
And, of course, we'll keep your identity and name anonymous.
No, there's no need for that. It might help my OnlyFans page. I'm Busty Sarah.
Oh, right, of course. Yes, you do have rather large top area thingies. Are they natural?
Of course not. $36,000.
Ooh, that's quite expensive.
Would you like to touch them?
No.
Only $10 per fingertip touch.
No, thanks, I'll be fine, thank you.
Your loss. That was the sale price, by the way.
Now, it's not very usual that we get a Femon nowadays that wants to be able to talk honestly and openly and tell the truth about things. And why did you decide to do it?
Well, I thought it would get me some more attention and for my OnlyFans page, of course. Did I mention that?
Yes, you did.
No one get me attention in some way, and it must be good. All attention's good. Even bad attention, I think. And that's Busty Sarah, okay? Busty Sarah.
Yes, we got it. Okay, so let's talk about Femons and the difficulties they have.
Oh, yes, difficulties every day. Really?
Yes, well, say, for instance, what was your biggest trouble or problem that you had yesterday, being a Femon?
Well, it was a traumatic day yesterday for me. I went into my local place and asked for that rouge that I use on my face. You see, I've got it on now. Do you think it looks okay?
Yeah, it looks lovely.
Well, they were out of stock and they didn't know when they were going to get it back in. And of course, I'd used my last bit up for that day. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah, oh yeah. Must have been traumatic for you.
Well, that's an understatement, of course. I had to go around 5 or 6 different shops to find the right stuff and make sure they had enough in for at least a few days.
Yeah, mind-blowing. And why was that particular rouge, or that blush, you call it, why is that so important? Why couldn't you just go out without it on?
What? Are you crazy? Men are looking at me all the time, staring at me, wanting me. And I'm just trying to look my best, of course.
You mean faked up?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, the figures, actually. Anyway, moving on. So on these other sides, these men's sides, there's a lot of talk about the wall. You know, the wall for Femons.
The wall? What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, I think it's a facsimile. It's just a word they use. It's not actually a brick wall. What it means is that you Femons seem to deteriorate quite quickly, a lot quicker than men. So obviously your value would go down and men lose interest in you.
Absolutely ridiculous. Women last a lot longer than men do. We're all born absolutely beautiful and we all have this magical fluey between our legs.
Oh, really? Does it play tunes?
Well, yes, actually, if I'm standing the right angle in the wind.
Oh, God. So, what attracts you as a Femon to a male, say?
Well, I'm not really attracted to any males sexually in any way, really. It's only of the power and the money that they have that attracts me.
So you're attracted to a man that has lots of money or materialistic things or success in some way?
Exactly.
And you're quite willing to go with this man that you don't really fancy sexually because of the power and the money that he has and that you can share?
Yes, that's quite right.
So you're a whore then?
How dare you! I'm a professional whore. If you don't mind.
Well, yes, of course. That sounds far, far better. And, of course, is it possible for me to, say, ask your age?
All through time, man has never asked our age. It's rude.
But you can ask the man's age?
Well, of course.
Well, I'm going to guess your age at, say, maybe 32.
I've come here to agree to talk with you, and you actually are very rude to me. 32?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. What would you rather me say?
Well, you could switch those numbers around.
23? Are you kidding me? No, I'm sorry. Yes, you're 23. You actually look 21, really.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So you see, if women don't really age badly, then age wouldn't really make a big difference. But it does. So that proves my point.
It also proves my point. You're still rude.
Well, I'm sorry I appear rude. I'm just very open and honest, that's all.
Yes, well, we Femons aren't, okay?
Understood, of course. So do you have a sort of partner or a man friend or a romantic relationship with a man at the moment?
Well, actually, I'm in between men at the moment.
So you're in between two men at the moment. Was that last night?
That's not very funny. I've just finished with a man I went with for at least 3 weeks.
Oh, and how was that relationship?
Well, he was a pig, of course. And he was very abusive towards me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, that's what I liked about him.
Oh, all right.
He just didn't have enough money or prospects for me.
Oh, of course, I see you fell out of love, of course.
Well, I didn't love him, but he loved me. He worshipped me, you know.
Oh, right. So what is he doing now, do you know?
Well, he's gone with another femme to try and forget about me, of course. He's hurting really bad, though.
So let's bring sex into the equation, as it does really matter, of course.
Yes, I like it when you talk about sex. It brings the femmes into play and gets more attention for us, of course.
So, do you actually like sex?
Well, of course, in a way, it gives us more control over the males, doesn't it? We can make them jump through all these sort of hoops and that, and see how many hoops they can jump through. It's quite funny, really.
Only from a femmon's point of view.
Well, that is the only view there is, I'm afraid.
Well, to be quite honest, this is an open sort of talk sort of show, and where people should be honest and open. And to be honest with you, you're making me feel very sick.
How dare you?
You know, be honest, I really thought I could do this, but I just can't do it. I just think you're the most entitled, poor excuse of a human being, and I feel nastiness from being around you.
I see. Well, I guess I'm leaving. Where's that money you said you were going to give me?
Here.
Well, that's not enough, but I'll have to accept it because I can't stand being with you either.
Good. Don't call us, we'll call you. Never.
I know you want me. All men want me.
God. Anyway, there it is, guys. Thanks for listening. We won't try that one again, I don't think. Bye.